I guess I've got some more general questions. Although first I'll make a comment, which was pretty recently in the forums, maybe I was just reading this today, somebody made a suggestion about a refer-a-friend mechanism whereby somebody might get like a little reward in-game or something. I suppose that's like Shanghai's kind of, but who knows. But my general questions are, I guess I've already asked, you know, what would you do differently, but have there been some really surreal moments, like somebody's recognized you on the street, or somebody sent you something really wacky, or anything like that related to the game, and I guess what have been some of the biggest surprises? I also remember, maybe it was from the Game Developers Conference, when you were talking about how you were just dumbfounded that, you know, here you put all this work into the economy, and everybody's so pissed off because the skirt looks funny.
I don't know if I quite put it like that, but yeah, certainly people care very much about the color of their skirt. But you know, fair enough. I care about the color of my skirts too. I've lost the question. What was the question before that?
I guess I was just asking if you've had like, you know, I guess surprising moments,
or moments.
Surreal moments too.
Yeah, various and sundry surreal moments. I'm trying to think of a good one. I always get a bit stumped when I come to things like this. I think hearing sort of second hand removed and so on from, you know, so and so was talking about the game, and or rather that people were talking about the game in a completely unconnected way. So one of my colleagues' father is a political science professor, and he was at a conference, and his colleagues were raving about this game, blah, 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 with an incredible political economy in it, and it turned out to be Puzzle Pirates. My son works on that. My colleagues were very impressed. I mean, it's things like that that sort of, from entirely circuitous routes, that are amusing and pleasing to hear. In terms of being personally accosted, I get personally accosted quite a bit, but that's usually because I'm wearing a pirate hat, which makes it very easy for me to be identified. And so at E3 last week, or Game Developers Conference or whatnot, then I get a bunch of people, you know, coming up to me and going, "Oh, Puzzle Pirates, blah blah blah," which is great. And obviously, you know, it's largely why I'm wearing the hat, so it's that's good. But I'm stumped to think of one that was particularly strange. So I'll have to think about that a bit more. Maybe I'll come up with something.
Do you have any funny moments from the office or great booches to share with us? And I just learned about the chat booch that Peghead did, I guess, a year and a half ago, but apparently it's pretty famous. But any funny stories?
That's probably the best booch ever. I don't have a better booch story than that. That was certainly a class operation. And I have funny stories around the office. We're working, slaving away so hard that, you know, we don't have time for funny stuff. No, we have a fun time, but I'm stumped to think of anything tremendously amusing. I guess last weekend was sort of amusing. We were up in at the crack of dawn, 8 a.m. last Sunday for the Beta Breakers race, and we put together a little pirate ship and loaded it down with grog and pushed it all the way across San Francisco. So that was fun and somewhat goofy, and we ran into a lot of pirates, so that was also amusing. A small crew, actually. Only four of the lads managed to make it up for that one, but it was 8 a.m. on a Sunday. So yeah, that was last week's goofiness, and we do, you know, some silly stuff like that. But I don't have any hilarious tales to regale you with off the top of my head.
How about the boring stuff? What does a normal day in the life of Captain Cleaver look like?
You want the whole thing, like top to bottom?
Well, as detailed as you feel comfortable.
I tend to get up around 7:30 or 8, and I usually make it into the office around 10, and then most of my time at the office is spent these days doing email and answering questions and, you know, sort of moving various things along. I've been spending really most of my time recently trying to do deals with other companies, which is surprisingly time consuming, and doing other businessy stuff like that. But I also, you know, keep an eye on what's going on in the game and spend a fair bit of time talking about new features and stuff, and so on. And then there's, you know, bits of general management. So in terms of time at the office, I sit in front of the computer and do a lot of email. We have a pretty quiet office, but we do have discussions and so forth, and then we have occasional meetings, not too many of them, thank God. So yeah, that's and I'm usually there until sometimes I have a nap after lunch, which I'm a big fan of, and I'm usually there until after 8 p.m., sometimes quite a bit later, but usually I try and get home before 9 or 9.30, and then I will eat a small dinner and usually fall asleep immediately afterwards and then wake up on the couch at midnight or some other ill-gotten time and crawl into bed. But sometimes I do other fun stuff like martial arts and so on. And on the weekends, I try and get out and about and do other things in front, instead of sitting in front of a computer all the time. I know that's sacrilegious, possibly, in this crowd. But the pizza message is there for a reason, kids. so yeah, that's pretty much what I do. It's you know, not ultra exciting from the outside, but I'm basically doing what I love, and it's. Very rewarding.